You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
You aren't alone if you worry about if or whether you should use if or whether in exactly this construction.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Today, we have a question from Dan. Dan says, when should one use the subordinating conjunction if, and when should one use whether? There's a difference between the two in my mind, but I can't put my finger on actually what it is. Can you put a finger on that for us, Anne?
As it turns out, the answer is largely no, but I'm really glad that Dan raised the question because I grew up with this idea that you should use whether rather than if in this subordinating conjunction position. I had a very prescriptive mother who drilled these kinds of things into me, and there are still remnants of these rules in my head, and I appreciated the chance to go look at this rule and discover that, as often happens, there is no good justification for this rule. Or maybe there's a tiny little justification, but it's pretty small. The consensus, if you look in guides, is that if and whether are both standard in a construction such as, I don't know if she's coming, or I don't know whether she's coming. Rebecca, can you use both?
I don't know if she's coming. I don't know whether she's coming. Yeah, I could.
And they both have been used this way for, I don't know, over 1,000 years. It often occurs after verbs such as know, see, learn, doubt, ask. And if you look in dictionaries such as Merriam-Webster, if you look under if in this usage, they define it as whether. Now, there are still some guides who will say that whether is preferred in formal contexts, though they don't tell you why. Some will point out that occasionally if can be ambiguous. Let me explain. Let's consider a sentence such as, let her know if she's invited. That could mean two different things. It could mean, let her know whether she's invited. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. Or it could mean, let her know if she's invited. In other words, if she's invited, let her know.
Don't tell her otherwise.
You can see that in speech, I'm having to use different intonations and some pauses to make it clear which meaning I am intending. Grammar Girl, or Mignon Fogarty, has another example. I don't know whether she's coming Friday or Saturday. With whether, it means maybe she's coming Friday, maybe she's coming Saturday. I don't know which one. But let's consider it if we use if instead. I don't know if she's coming Friday or Saturday. It could mean maybe she's coming Friday, maybe she's coming Saturday, or maybe she's not coming. So it is fair that occasionally if can be ambiguous, but most of the time, whether and if are going to be interchangeable. Where did we get the idea that there was something wrong here? There's a wonderful entry in Merriam-Webster's Concise Dictionary of English Usage that cites a 1762 grammar at the beginning of the New Royal and English Dictionary by a man named Jay Johnson, where he suggests that whether is better than if because, he says, if is a Scoticism, as if this is a problem. This concern about if was dismissed by later grammarians in the 19th century, but for some reason in the early 20th century, it got some traction. And people like my mother held on to the idea that there was something wrong with if in these constructions, and we should use whether.
So what you're saying is we could say something like, it's not our place to question whether, or we could say it's not our place to question if, and both would be correct?
Rebecca, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a really good rest of your Sunday.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.